started at Torreway, Northwest London, Friday, Tess Cheshvan, 31st of October, Rena Rav, Rav Ilan Halberstadt, Shlita, Parsha theme. This week's Torah was sponsored by family Melinek, Lichvet Simchanasun of Oshi Melinek and Lani Rosenblum Shatichia, cast the place last Sunday. He wrote and shewed advice, then will be his father, Shem, Billis Hilo, Billis Chus, Lin Nishmas, Rav Yosef Dober, Rav Shem Michal Tzvi, Itzkvitz, Zichrona, Livrocha.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Firstly, I'd like to say it's the first time I'm actually speaking here since the Patira of Dudi. And so it's always, of course, an opportunity. I'm sure you've heard it many, many times. But for myself to say Ahakaras HaTov for giving me the opportunity to be able to share Torah with people. And really, I organize speakers in my shul when it comes to Yom Tov. That's about two or three speakers. It's very difficult. For every yes, you get about seven or eight no's. And, you know, I can't, and there's that. And to be able to get somebody, people to speak every single day, day in, day out, I can tell you it's extremely difficult. And it was an amazing, amazing feat that he achieved. And Be'ez Hashem, the Torah that we continue to learn should be in Iluf Fez Neshama. In this week's parasha, let's have a look. We learn these parashas again and again, every time, perhaps Be'ez Hashem, from a different angle. And to look at something where, if you notice throughout the parasha, what I often like to do is to see things that recur throughout the parasha. So my mamash this morning, we're going to learn together the entire parasha, our regal achas, and see some interesting things that the same thing seems to repeat itself. And that is the business of wealth. Wealth, a topic that seems to be something peripheral, side, a side issue, but yet comes up again and again. Okay, let's go through and we'll see and we'll have to explain why is this something significant. In other words, Hashem says, travel. And what's going to happen there? I'll bless you. I'll give you brachas. What does Rashi tell us? It says that you'll have momen. You'll have money. Now again, we're talking about Avraham Avinu, the most ruchni dika person. You know, this is Avraham Avinu who for almost 2,000 years we waited for Avraham Avinu. And is that the promise? Money is what is called that I'll bless you. That's supposed to speak to Avraham Avinu. Surely he stands for Ruchnius. What is the focus on wealth and materialism? I'll bless you. And he has a brocha. He's got a tzivoy veheyeh brocha. And you should be a brocha. It's interesting. What does it mean you should be a brocha? He's supposed to go around giving brochas to people. Okay. Avada you should do. And Rashi tells us initially the HaKadosh Baruch Hu held the brochas. He blessed. He gave brachas to Adam Rishon, to Noach, and now the brachas are given over to you. Avraham Avinu is given the ability to give brachas. But again, it must be more than simply just the ability to give brachas to people. There must be something very deep in this, since this is Be'etzem, the original command, not just to Avraham Avinu, but in that, therefore, also the command to the Jewish people, since this is where we come from. Ve'ayeh bracha is the first real tzivui of what we're supposed to do in the world, to be a bracha, to give brachas. That needs to be explained. And by the way, brachas itself comes up all over Bereishis. The whole of Bereishis surrounds brachas, right? Avraham HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha to Adam and to Noach, and then we have the brachas that Avraham Avinu is given now, and the brachas when it comes to Yitzchak, being Mavarech, Yaakov, and Esav, and Yaakov takes the brachas, and the whole thing that ensues from there, and the brachas by the end, that Yaakov is giving to all his children, etc. There's brachas throughout. So brachas also contains a central theme in the book of Bereishis. And we'll see that's also connected. So they go, and the Torah again tells us that Avram goes with his family, and also it's important that you should know they've gone with all their rechushim, all their opulence that they've got. He's got servants, etc. And this repeats itself numerous times, as we'll see. He goes there. He goes down, comes to Eretz Yisrael, there's a famine, he goes down to Mitzrayim. What happens in Mitzrayim? He's worried, of course, about Sarah Imenu, that she is good-looking, and she's going to be taken, say that you're my sister, as we know. But Rashi tells us famously that when he said this, Rashi points out, he says, they'll give me good things. What will they give? They'll give me gifts. Ah, opportunity to get gifts. And also, I will live, which also sounds like an interesting order. You know, let's say you're my sister, they'll give me gifts, and also I might also live. Surely that should be the other way around. You want to live first and then think about the gifts afterwards. But really, apart from that, what's gifts? Avraham Avinu thinking about gifts? We know Chazal tells Mishlei, the pasuk of Mishlei, a person should hate gifts. Meaning, you shouldn't be a taker. You're not here to receive and take gifts in the world. And after all, this is Avraham Avinu, the Omet HaChesed. He's not interested in taking, he's interested in giving. He's the ultimate giver, not taker. And yet, he says, we're going down to Mitzrayim. Here's an opportunity that I will be able to get gifts. Okay, then we find, the Torah again emphasizes, Ula Abram hated Barbura. Yeah, this came about. Abram had tremendous gifts from this. He had animals of all different types. I mean, this is important for us to know how much he had. And then, it doesn't stop there. When he is with Gamla Lot, parallel story, whilst Avraham Avinu, he's got all his opulence, but Gamla Lot, ha'ilech es Avraham, ha'yotzoi nuvoka v'ayholim, he also had wealth. Okay, so it's important to know here, it's like wealth of Avraham Avinu, wealth of Lot here, and not only that, it becomes an argument between v'yiriv bein roye mikne Avraham and bein roye mikne Lot, it was the shepherds, and they were arguing about the land. And the argument is that Lot said, well, it's Avraham Avinu's land anyway, so we can take what we like. And Avraham Avinu's shepherd said, no, not yet. We don't have it yet. But it's clearly over land. And then Lot cannot live with Avraham Avinu because Chazal tell us, really, it was too much because Avraham Avinu completely showed Lot as a bad person. You don't see it in the Pesukim, but from Rashi, you read Rashi in the 6th parasha, Chazal, Lot is described as a Rosha. Right, he moves away from the biggest tzaddik of the world, and he goes to where? A place of Sodom. Anshei Sodom roim chatoim l'ashem ma'id. I mean, you can't get worse than that. Oh, he's going there because it's a beautiful gashmistic place. Then there's the fight between the four kings and the five kings, and Chazal tell us that this incredible major world war that took place for 14 years, back and forth, up and down, all the news, was really one for one thing. Eventually it turned out that Lot got captured and that would then bring Avraham Avinu into the war, and that's the real reason of why this whole thing happened. And the pasuk tells us that, a very interesting pasuk, you have to listen to this pasuk carefully, Perek Yud Dalet, pasuk Yud Beis, Vayikhu es Lot, they took Lot ve'es rechushoy, and his wealth, once again the property, Ben Achi Avraham, the son of the brother of Avram. Now, if you read the pasuk, it doesn't seem to read correctly. You would normally say, who is Lot? If you're going to say who he is, although we do know who he is already, but it should have said, Vayikhoes Lot, Ben Achi Avram, Ve'esra Chushoy, and his property. First, you describe the person, he's Lot, Ben Achi Avram, and then you talk about his property. The Torah says, Vayikhoes Lot, Ve'esra Chushoy, and his wealth, Ben Achi Avram, It was the son of the brother of Avram. It doesn't seem to be put in the right place. Why did the... So in other words, Rashi's picking up on the fact that the Torah writes it in an unusual fashion, says Lot immediately his wealth, and then the fact that he's Ben Achi Avram. But again, once you see that the Rechush is something very significant here, that it's placed mamash next to his name. And what happens? He captures him back, and not only does he capture him, but Yecholik Alem Alayla, and he... Avraham Avinu is victorious, and again the pasuk tells us by Yoshev is called a rechush, brings back all the rechush that was taken, the gamis, and by the way, gamis light, and also light. It's like he got the rechush and pumped it up and also get light as well. Again, it should have said light and the rechush. Here it says the rechush and also light. So the rechush takes center stage. It's fascinating. And then, all of a sudden, and then Malki Tzedek comes out, he gives Avraham a bracha. Baruch Avraham Kel Elyon Kuni Yishmai Baretz, we'll speak about that shortly. Now all of a sudden, whereas previously when it came to Parai, Avraham Avinu was happy to take, not just happy to take, they'll give me gifts. All of a sudden, Stein says, you know, wants to give, nothing, I'm not taking anything from you. Nothing, right? Tell you a nefesh v'chush kachloch, Avraham says, no. Right? Harimaisi, Yodil Hashem Kel Elyon Kuni Yishmai Baretz, imichut basurichnal, im ekel mekot shaloch. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Why did Avraham Avinu, why was he happy to take from Parai, and he didn't take it all from Stoyim. I mean, one way or the other. Either you're happy to take or not happy to take. But be consistent. More than that, then we have the Bris Ben Abasorim that comes afterwards. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows them the what's going to be, the Arba Goliyos, etc. And what does it say? We know this famously, but again, we always sort of don't really understand this pasuk. But we're going to go down to Mitzrayim, 400 years, Vagamas HaGoyash HaVoidu, Don HaNoichi, they're going to be judged. And what's the end of it all? Oh, V'acharichein Yetzu B'chush Gadol. Then you're going to get out with great Rechush. That's supposed to be that which moves Avraham Avinu, B'chush Gadol. And not only that, we know the famous Gemara. The Gemara tells us, Rashi brings down here, and Rashi on Chumash, and we learn about this in Haggadah, so that's why it's famous, is that when Klal Yisrael came time to leave, so Moshe Rabbeinu was told to tell them, right, Daben No, beg them to go and take the Rechush, that they should take the wealth of Mitzrayim. And the Gemara brings a mashal, that it's as if you were going to say to a prisoner, you know, tomorrow we're going to release you. It's Gemara in Brochus, Daf Tes, I think it is. Tomorrow we're going to release you, and we're also going to give you lots of wealth. And the guy responds, like, you know, forget the wealth, just get me out of here. Which is what Klal Yisrael said. Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and says, Rabbein Shalom says, we're going free, oh, but you have to take the Rechush. They respond, listen, who cares about the Rechush? We just get us out of here, and that's all we care about. And yet, this, and Chazal tell us, Shelo Yoyma Oysa Tzadik. That Tzadik, referring back to Avraham Avinu, he shouldn't have any timers, any claims against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That what? That Avodim Ve'inu Oysam, you Makayim Bahem. But you didn't give them Rachel Chen Yetzir B'chush Gadol. So there shouldn't be any timers from Avraham Avinu. Therefore, you have to make sure that they go out B'chush Gadol. So this is something very serious. Rechush Gadol, and we don't understand it. What's going on here? Rechush Gadol, practically very nice. Now we had something to build the Mishkan with. So very good, it works out. But it seems so peripheral and yet so central in the parasha. The hemshech of the parasha we have, the last part of the parasha is Yishmael is born, and the tzivui of Bris Milah, which also has relevance if we can wrap that into the summary of the whole parasha that we're trying to learn of Regel Achas. So the Gemara, let's try and understand what the Yesod is of this week's parasha, at least from one angle. Avraham Avinu comes to the world and he's machadish something. How do I know he's machadish? Because he's called Avinu. He's an Av. Now beforehand there were great people. There was Adam Rishon, there was Noach, there was Chanoich. There were people of stature. But Avraham Avinu is the beginning in terms of something. What was he machadish that they didn't know before? Shem Ve'eva, they had a yeshiva, right? Rosh yeshivas. Shem is the son of Noach. So they knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were talking Ruchnius. It wasn't Machadish that Hashem exists. That was already known. The explanation is as follows. That the Gemara says, let's start from this angle. There was nobody that called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odoin until Avraham Avinu came into the world. Nobody called him master. Because he used the Lashon Aleph Talad Nun Yud, Hashem is our master. Adoin Oilom, the master of the world, that is, Avraham Avinu is associated with that. Now, so, the question is, what do you mean? Again, people recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, the answer is as follows. And this, again, this is Yodua I heard from Meshi Shapira, and it's posh, it's obvious, that what Avraham Avinu brought into the world was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just create the world once upon a time. And that now he resides, b'mroimim, up there, no shaykhas to Adam. No, not at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the world. He's machadish, b'tuva, b'chayim, tamid. He created the world not just once, but every moment he's creating the world. And every moment he wants the world to be related to him. And every moment he's giving to the world. And what that means is, what's the difference? What, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu once created the world? No. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world every moment. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a relationship with us. And he wants, our target in the world is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. To bring him in. That he should be made Odin into this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, Kav Yochel, takes a step back from B'megale himself, from revealing himself. And our job is to bring him into this world. To bring Kvod Shemayim into this world. But the point is that before Avraham Avinu, they recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the spiritual aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Borei Olam. But what Avraham Avinu said is, it's not just Borei Olam lofty, but Borei Olam is involved in the nitty-gritty in every single nakuda that exists in this world. In fact, the main point of Avraham Avinu was to show he's involved in the gashmius of this world. the physical world itself, and every moment, and every molecule, and every action that we do has a significance. And everything, and Hashem wants that from us, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifest in this world. He's the Adoin, he's the master of this world. To the extent that there's a Tosfos in Brachos, I think it's somewhere in the Mem, where Tosfos says that if ask the question, if you say in the Shemoneh Esrei, we say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Aviseinu. Now every bracha has to have Elokeinu Melech Olam. If you don't say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam in a bracha, in a regular bracha, you're not Yotzer. Shemoneh Esrei begins, we don't say Elokeinu Melech Olam. It's a great kasha. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Aviseinu. Where does it say Elokeinu Melech Olam? Says Tosfos, when you say Elokeinu Avraham, that is the equivalent of Elokeinu Melech. That's Melech Olam. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Elokeinu Melech Aviseinu. Elokeinu Avraham. When you say Elokeinu Avraham, that is Melech Olam, because Avraham Avinu brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world and said HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and is manifest in the physical world. Oh, with that we can now understand our kasha and the difficulty of what Gashmi is all about. We only have a problem with Gashmias. We're not a Gashmidika people. We're not a people like Gashmi. Why would we say Avraham Avinu is going to be given money and opulence and he's got Tzoyin Uvoka? Who cares? Now, if you hold that Gashmias is simply for the sake of Gashmias, which is what most of the world holds, then of course, there's nothing good about having wealth if it's just for a person's own self and just pleasure-seeking without any purpose. But Avraham Avinu's message was that in every last Gashmi, in every last thing that you have that's physical, can be used and elevated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that situation, on the contrary, the more Gashmi is the better. Give the tzaddik the more Gashmi, the more wealth, because the more wealth he has, the more he shows the world that with all this wealth, all I do with it is to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to bring Hashem into this world, and Hashem is manifest in every single thing. And that's the Chibur Shemayim Va'aretz that Avraham Avinu creates, which is the central message of Avraham Avinu, which runs throughout this parsha. So let's go through and see. Hashem tells him, Lech lecha me'atzcha 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 me'atzcha, leave Artzcha. The Chidah says Artzcha means leave Artzius. Stop being such a, don't be, you're now becoming somebody who's going to be elevated. Artzius is somebody who's an eretzika person, who's only living physicality for the sake of physicality. You're leaving that realm. Lech lecha me'atzcha, leave from Artzcha. And now you're going to come to El Artz Sha'arecha. And in this place, Vavarechacha, I'll bless you, I'll give you money. What do we care about money? Because his money is going to be used for the Ratzon Hashem. Ve'heyei brocha, and you shall be a brocha. And the brocha concept here is that a person, not just he's going to give out brochas, it means that he understands that the brocha of this world comes from man's actions. Why do we daven every day? Baruch Atah Hashem. What are we davening? Because when you daven, when every person davens, you're bringing Shefa into this world. You, by you, Adam, turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, good, now man has recognized that I'm the source of Chayin and Adas, that brings Das into the world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that he wants us to do that. And that's what Avraham Avinu taught the world, that you need to be a Brocha. To be a Brocha means that you're going to bring the Brocha into the world. How do you do that? By recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei Shamayim Va'aretz, and he's here in this world as well. And that's why Avraham Avinu is described later on as Koinei Shamayim Va'aretz. Malki Tzedek comes out and he greets Avraham Avinu, and there it says, Vayoyma Baruch Avraham Lekel Elyoin Koinei Shamayim Va'aretz. Well, this is, in fact, the pasuk before. Malki Tzedek Melech Shalom Hoitzi Lechem V'Yayin V'Hu Koyin Lekel Elyoin. Malki Tzedek was a Koyin Lekel Elyoin. That was the concept of the Rebbein Shalom. That's Hoya Hoya V'Yi above this world. But he blesses Avraham Avinu and says, you're far greater, because look what you're bringing to the world. Baruch Avraham Lekel Elyoin, Koine Shemayim Va'aretz. That's the chiddush of Avraham Avinu. Koine Shemayim Va'aretz. And that's exactly the bracha that is brought to this world. Umameleh, now we can understand a little bit of why there's this focus on, throughout the parasha, of Eskol Ruchusha Masha Rechoshu, Vesanevesha Osu Bechoram. He went with all this opulence because everything he had, everybody could see. Here goes somebody with all this wealth, but all of it is used for the Bayra Olam. I mean, if you want to say it in perhaps a slightly different way, maybe, you know, he's there in Mitzrayim, and he's wondering to himself, you know, they're going to give him gifts. And we said, what gifts? He wants to take gifts. So, the gifts of Avraham Avinu, when he gets animals, yeah, so when you get an animal, oh, I just got myself a new whatever car it would be equivalent, the latest camel on the market. Yeah, that's what you'd be thinking. When Avraham gets a new whatever it might be, it's who can he give another ride to on his camel? Another animal to shech to give someone food with? Everyone knows, Avraham Avinu, oh yeah, he's got so much money. You know why? Because you should see the lunch that he gives to the Olam. He puts on a spread and a hut and how? Because everything he had was used for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he goes there and he wants to know will he get gifts. Of course a person should hate gifts. And Avraham Avinu is the ultimate giver, not a taker. He's the ultimate giver. But if somebody comes to you and says, listen, I want to give you £100,000. You personally, if you say, thank you very much, here's my bank details. So be'etzem, okay, we'd all like to do that, but be'etzem, it's soni matonos yichya. Be'etzem. But if he comes to you and says, listen, I hear you do amazing charity work. I want to give you £100,000. You say, absolutely, thank you so much. Why? You're not taking for yourself. You're taking for what you're going to do with the money. You're going to be changing the world. When Avraham Avinu says, you know, I'll get even more gifts. Soni matonos yichya is a guy that takes it for himself. Avraham Avinu didn't take anything for himself. Nothing. It's all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he wants to show the world this. He definitely wants to show the world B'toich HaGashmias. In fact, it's brought out beautifully by the Gemara, the famous Gemara in Soita, where the Gemara tells us that how did Avraham Avinu do his kiruv? By Yikra B'Shem Hashem. By Yakri, he would make them call out. What would he do? He'd serve them an unbelievable meal. Mamash wine them and dine them. They would be, whoa, this is amazing. You know, and at the end, they would say, wow, thank you so much. He would say, don't thank me. And not even not even my wife. Thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's the one that provided. Rebbeinu Shalom, who's he? And he gave him a whole discourse on, yeah, because Baruch, he's the one that provides. So the meal was an opportunity, of course, to feed and to give and to chesed. But the meal was an opportunity for him to be makar of them. You enjoyed it? See what Kosh Boku gives you in this world? What a meal Hashem gives you. That's using the Gashmias to be able to bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Avraham Avinu was doing. Now, perhaps we'd even explain the machlekes between Avraham and Loit. Avraham is the Isha Chesed. He wants to do Chesed. Loit, in Aramaic, Loit means Layit, a curse. Avraham Avinu is the Bracha of the world, because he wants to bring Bracha to other people, recognize Kosh Baruch Hu, and therefore bring Bracha to the world. Loit is a taker. Light means light also is lashon of toil. Isya is toil, to take. Right, letters, light. It's toil, to take. And Layit is a curse. It's a taker. He's just interested in himself. And this is the difference that the Torah is trying to emphasize, that they live together, but they're totally diametrically opposed. You've got Gam Light, also to light. Ha'ilech es Avram, ha'ya tzoy nevaka v'ha'olim. He also had tzoy nevaka, but you know what? He lived a different life. Avram's tzoy nevaka v'ha'olim was used to give and to be Makadosh Shem Shamayim. But all of his was just totally selfish. And when it says there was a riv, there was an argument between Mikneh Avraham and Mikneh Roy and Mikneh Loit, there's an argument about the land, and Loit chooses Sodom, which is clearly a raya, that he's not interested in doing anything just to be selfish and evil, which was Sodom was all about Shali Shali, just being selfish and evil. So we clearly see that he was not a person who was befitting. And not only that, perhaps we can say Al Derech Remez, when it says, this is my vote, by Yeriv ben Roya Mikne Avram. Now the word Mikne means cattle, sheep, the herds. There was the herds that he's got, the animals. By Yeriv, there was a Riv argument, ben Roya, to the shepherds of Mikne Avram, ben Roya Mikne Loit. But perhaps we could also say Al Derech Drush, between Mikne Avram. How does Avram, what's Avram's kinyonim in this world? The Mikne Avram is totally different to the Mikne Loit. The Mikne Avram, i.e. that which he acquires in this world, the word Mikne can also be understood in Lashon of kinyon. The Mikne, what he's acquired in the world, is to be able to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim and to give to others. Totally the opposite of Loit. And therefore he moves away to Sodom. And when he's captured back, we mention that interesting pasuk, Vayichu es Loit ve'es rechushoi benachi Avram. It's a strange wording, because Loit was so bound up with his rechush, it became next to his name. Before we even say Loit ben Achi Avram, he's called Loit ves rechushoi. The selfish Loit and his desire for materialism, that's part of his name. Totally selfish about himself, meaning he's bound up with his materialism. How do you know when somebody is a tzaddik about and knows he's got the right hashkafa about the material world or not? When he can let go of that materialism, when he's able to give to others, when he's able to let go of it. If you can't let go of it, it means it's bound up with who you are. Vayikos Loit, that's the chushoy. It becomes part of his name. Yamai Loit, that's the chushoy. Benachi Avram. That's what he becomes. He's Loit in his possessions, because that's what he sees himself as, all selfish. Masha Inke, what does Avraham Avinu say? Sodom all of a sudden comes along, and Sodom is before in the Pasuk. Sodom, the Melech Sodom says, And Avraham says, no. I know what you've got in mind here. Yeah, he says, I'm not going to take anything. Why? Avraham. I don't want you to say, you know Avraham's been rich? Because Sodom, me, Melech Sodom, I gave him all the money. It's the exact opposite of what Avraham wants to achieve in the world. He's trying to achieve Kiddush Shem Shamayim. If taking in this case is going to result in Kiddush Melech Sodom, then I don't want anything of it. I don't want that. That's just aggrandizing some Sodomnik rather than Shem Shamayim. So with Parai, who was happy to give the gifts, Avraham really took it. Because then he was happy to take it and say, look, this is going to be used for the Rebbein Shalom. It's not for me, it's for Hashem. But if somebody says that he's going to say, I was the one that made Avraham Avinu rich, so it's all about Melech Sodom, it's treif legamri, I don't want anything of it. Nothing. So mamash, the opposite of Lot. The bracha of Avraham versus the curse of Lot.
He
wanted to make him rich. He wanted to give it. He said, Pasuk. Pasuk said, Avraham knew what this guy's intention was. He knew. He knew. Because that's what Sodom is. Shali. They're all about themselves. So you know when a Sodomnik wants to give you a donation, keep far away from it. Because you know exactly what he's trying to do. It's just trying to aggrandize himself. Then we see that he then is told about the Brisbane of Asorim. That they're going to be, your children are going to be 400 years in Mitzrayim, and then they're going to come out. Ask the Gemara, and the Gemara doesn't even answer it. The Gemara says, what do you mean? It's like tending a prisoner. You're going to go free, and we're going to give you wealth. I don't want the wealth. Just get me out of here. That's what Klal Yisrael said, because Klal Yisrael couldn't see beyond where they were. They were in this terrible golus. Just get me out of this prison already. But Avraham Avinu understood that the reason why we went into Mitzrayim wasn't simply to suddenly give us a hard time and take us out of that hard time. The Moshel Ma Davidoima, they used to say a Moshel of a guy who takes a kid, he throws him out, throws him overboard, and on a ship, throws him overboard, and he's drowning. Oh, don't worry, I'm a lifeguard. He jumps in and he saves him. What, you're going to give him a Shkayach? You put him there in the first place. So, Avada, it must be that Yetzias Mitzrayim wasn't simply a Kodesh Baruch who put us in Mitzrayim and then took us out again. Shkayach. We achieved much more by going into Mitzrayim and coming out of Mitzrayim. And the Rechush Gadol means that what we came out, okay, there's much to say on Rechush Gadol that was not just Gashmius, it was also Ruchnius, and how much we gained from being there, and we changed as a people. But in terms of Avraham Avinu's Taina, he wanted to say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I wanted to be shown in the flesh where the Malchus of Klal Yisrael is. In other words, that there's going to be opulence because it's all going to be used to show Kiddushim Shemayim. And therefore, Yetzi B'chush Gadol, that they should go out B'chush Gadol to show that this is where Malchus really should be. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is manifest. And in that world, there is Malchus and there is opulence, but opulence for the sake of L'Shem Shemayim. That's what it's for. And finally, we get to Bismillah with about one minute to go. And that is that Bismillah, at the end of the parasha, the Gemara tells us that Avraham Avinu had his name changed from Avram to Avram. Gemara in the Dorim, Avram was changed from Avram to Avram because he was now Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu over another five Eivorim. Right? Another five Eivorim because of that. In other words, Bismillah represents bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the physical world and showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls my actions. Right? And of course, all the way down to the Bris, which is the Bris Milah, the Yesoid, and this is Avraham Avinu showing the world that Baruch Hu is not just involved, he's part and parcel of us, he's all the way down into our flesh. And therefore, it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling and we subjugate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on everything. Even with the Bris Milah, shows the ultimate elevation of the physical world. And therefore, the Yesoid of this parasha is when Avraham Avinu brings together Shemayim and Oretz, when he says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, it's Kodesh Shemayim Ba'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in this world, all the way down into the Eivorim, which is the same Oseos as Avram, right? Even all the way down into that area, even in the way down to us, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He's involved in everything. And with that, the whole world is uplifted, elevated, and the Rechusham become signs of Kiddushim Shemayim. Have a wonderful Shabbos Shkoyach. Yeah, so I have to look up again. Yeah? The Gemara says that he brought because he was careful with his eyes and with his ears, and with his bris, he was like, I want to just use the